If you can't see with your eyes, you must find other ways to form images. That's what radio is all about. So I want you to close your eyes and think about sound and all of the things, all the information sound tells us. Those are sounds from Daniel Kish, a blind man, using sound to see the world around him. Hearing echoes off of solid surfaces, he can image his surroundings like a human bat. It's actually an old technique. We spoke with expert Daniel Kish from Vienna, Austria, where he's training young blind people to use echolocation to make them more independent.
This is a phenomenon that humans do just pretty much as bats do. The process is very much the same. And I think I can do a demonstration here which will highlight the process. I'm just going to make a sound. It's going to be a shh sound. And I think you're going to be able to hear an object moving toward me and away from me as I make that sound. Let's give this a try.
Not bad. So I hear that phasing sort of sound there.
That's exactly right. And that just happens to be an object I grabbed off the table here. It happens to be a serving tray. So what you heard was a tray moving toward my face and away from my face. And a person who has experienced an echolocation can, of course, hear much, much, much more detail. But the process is essentially the same. And what it is that an advanced echolocator is hearing is essentially the same as what you've just heard.
So even though you can't see, Daniel, your auditory world with us is quite rich.
Well, it would seem so. And it would seem quite rich in the sense that I seem to be able to function and operate on par with everyone else. And recent research into the brains of advanced echolocators, myself included, have found that it really is the visual system of the brain that is processing this information. So when we call it the auditory world, that is correct, but it's also not correct.
Daniel, you know, I've read some writings by Oliver Sacks, the noted science writer and doctor, who talks about how people are able to image sensations placed on the tongue, for instance, and that the brain is predisposed to create images based on certain kinds of inputs. Is this one of those?
Yes, it would certainly appear so. So if you put advanced echolocators into an MRI scanner and you play for them three-dimensional recordings of echo stimuli, and they have to identify these stimuli. They have to recognize what they are. This is a tree. This is a pole. This is a car. This is an object moving. This is an object standing still, et cetera, all these different stimuli. What you get is a visual response in the brain. And that visual response corresponds very closely to the same responses you'd get from a sighted person if you were to play similar stimuli for a sighted person.
Well, what you're explaining is you're a multi-channel dude in your strategies to overcome the fact that you can't see, but you're good enough at echolocation to mountain bike?
Oh, yes. Well, yes, we do mountain bike and road bike. Recently, Juan Ruiz, who is a fellow perceptual mobility coach, actually set the Guinness World Record for blind bicycling through an obstacle course. He did so without touching any of the obstacles.
Wow. Next stop, pilot's license, huh? All right, that was unfair. But this certainly is all about independence for people with disabilities.
Well, it's not terribly unfair. I actually have a real interest in taking up hang gliding as a hobby.
That's great. Well, Daniel Kish, good luck. This is fascinating, and I think I'm going to try this myself.
Well, you just did, actually. The demonstration that I just provided, which you were not only able to hear, but you were able to classify quite accurately, is more than a first step into this kind of arena.
Just two echolocators having a conversation on a lovely day here at The Takeaway. Daniel Kish, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Daniel Kish is the president of World Access for the Blind. He's 46 years old, been blind since he was 13 months old. But he's an expert echolocator.